Oh, of
course.
course.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. My name's James, and Suj is currently sweating his bollocks off in 40 degrees heat in Wales, apparently, which means I've come up with something very different for the week while he's away. While the everyday customer and punter gets Champions Week, you lot got to live with a week's worth of fucking quiz content with your own mates via the Slack community. On today's first of four quiz semi-finals this week, I've got three of our patrons with us. Except one of them's not really. He's just a fucking correspondent who's winging it in, actually. Let me introduce you to the guys first. Firstly, let me introduce you to Alex, who will know best on Slack as Pirlo's Pen. How are you, my friend?
Hello, James. Very good, thank you.
Good stuff. Alex, do you want to tell the community a bit about yourself that they know or don't know? Just to introduce yourself.
I've played FPL for about 5 years now. I'm an unfortunate Reading fan. I'm just looking forward to getting stuck into this quiz. I'm about Sludge level of knowledge, so we'll see how it goes.
All right. Yeah, Gary just rubbed his hands together and went, yep, this might be a bye to the final. Or is it? Duncan Robjohns, introduce yourself to everyone, my friend.
Hello, my name is Duncan Robjohns. I'm a Newcastle fan. I'm new to the Patreon this year, so thanks for having me. Looking forward to the season. I finished just outside of 50k last year. That's my second highest ever rank. Just enjoying the game, looking forward to the quiz and enjoying the content.
Just to point out to those who might be coming on the quizzes later in the week who are only intermediate tiers, Alex and Duncan are both at advanced tier. So they do get preferential treatment. Like if there's a tie, they just win, right? That's it, end of argument. And Gary Robinson, our Manchester United correspondent, is here. How are you, Gary?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm Gary, Manchester United correspondent, as James says. Always very, very positive about United, not. Looking forward to the quiz. And thanks for having me.
Gary, save it for correspondent week, honestly,
I know,
mate.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I know.
Right, so it's quite straightforward how this is going to work, guys. The four quiz semi-finals this week are all general Premier League, essentially. There are 20 questions on each quiz. With one correct answer for all 20 questions. If there's a tie, I will wing it with a tiebreak question at the end because the four winners of the semi-finals will return for a final. That final won't now be this week. On Friday, we'll be doing a gaffer preview for you with Rob Pick, who's also part of the quiz tournament this week, and FPL Irons. The final, if we can arrange a date and time during correspondent week that works for the four winners, is ideally going to be next week. But there's a fair chance the final might be after the Qatar World Cup. Let's see how we get on once we've got the four winners sorted. Okay, guys, before we start, Alex, alphabetically, you're first. So I'm going to give you the choice of this. I don't know what quiz we're doing today. You're going to choose.
Right.
So you've got a choice of quiz 1, 2, 3, or 4.
I will go for 2. Quiz 2.
Quiz 2. Everyone happy with that? I think that's the quiz with about 95% Manchester United questions. No pressure, Gary. Are we all ready, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Best of luck. Question 1. From which club did Tottenham buy Heung-min Son? Question 1. From which club did Tottenham buy Heung-min Son? It's going to be really straightforward, this one, honestly. Question 2. He says, who is the only player to win 4 or more Premier League titles whose triumphs have come with more than one club? I'll repeat. Who is the only player to win 4 or more Premier League titles whose triumphs have come with more than one club?
Bloody hell. That's a good one.
I'd ask the listeners if they understood that. What I'm doing basically is just blagging and filling a bit of space here just to give the guys a little bit of thinking time. So it's a player who's won four or more Premier League titles, but they're not all with one club. Question three. Who was the first goalkeeper to score in the Premier League? Excludes own goals, obviously. It's not a trick question. Question three. Who was the first goalkeeper to score in the Premier League?
Educated guesses here, aren't they?
Well, there's only six goalkeepers that scored in the
Premier League. But which was first?
I'll give you a clue. It's not Alisson.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Just cross that out.
Sure, Gary, sure. Question four. Who are the only club to appear in the Premier League during its history and win less than 10 matches? So that's across the entire competition since 1992 to current. Who are the only club to appear in the Premier League and win less than 10 matches?
It's one of two.
You're definitely right about that, Gary. It is one or two. No, I'll be honest. I'll give you a little bit of an insight. I was surprised it was only one. Question five. Who is West Ham United's record signing? Question five. Who is West Ham United's record signing?
I think it's one of two.
Yeah.
Good day, isn't it?
I'm gonna
question six.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Gary's gonna love this question because he's always bangs on about Kane and he's not really a Premier League forward, so he gets five goals in one match. So I know, Gary, you're gonna be delighted to have land on this question and this quiz.
Go on.
Question six. Which team has had a player score five goals for them in a Premier League game? And also had a player score five goals against them in a Premier League game. Which team has had a single player score five goals for them in a Premier League game and also had a player score five goals against them?
Easy.
It's easy once you know it and you work it out, right?
Yeah.
Question seven, a current one. Who scored Manchester City's goal when they beat Chelsea at the Etihad in January? Question seven, who scored Manchester City's goal when they beat Chelsea at the Etihad in January? I think that's the first time I've seen Alex look down. It might be the first time he's written an answer down, for all I know. Alex said to me prior, he was very much Suj knowledge levels. Happy to move on, gents?
Yep.
Yeah.
Question eight. Of the six Premier League clubs that Darren Bent has scored for, with whom did he score the most? Of the six Premier League clubs Darren Bent has scored for in the Premier League, which did he score for most?
Bloody hell.
Lottery, that one.
Yeah, this is a bit of a stab in the dark.
I bet there's not a lot between any of them, you know. I bet they're all...
I'm going to be honest. That one's tough.
Yeah.
But it might be the obvious answer you're thinking of. But yes, they're quite close, yeah. Question nine. You've landed well here, Gary. Who wore number seven prior to Ronaldo's return to Manchester United?
Bloody hell, no pressure, I can't think.
Question nine, who wore number seven prior to Cristiano Ronaldo's return to Manchester United? That's the last year, not like 2003 or whenever you bought him the first time. Question 10, which player scored an injury time equaliser and an injury time winner in the same fixture last season? Which player scored an injury time equaliser and an injury time winner in the same fixture last season? Question 11. Steven Gerrard famously slipped to allow Demba Ba a run at goal in a 2014 game against Chelsea. But which player, who was later sold to Crystal Palace, passed Gerrard the ball? Question 11. Steven Gerrard famously slipped to allow Demba Ba a run at goal in a 2014 game against Chelsea. But which player, who was later sold to Crystal Palace, passed Gerrard the ball? Question 12. You're right there, Gal.
I can't think of his name.
Problematic. Question 12. With which club did Robbie Keane make his first Premier League appearance? Question 12. With which club did Robbie Keane make his first Premier League appearance?
I think I can picture the kit, but I don't know which team.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say to that, Gary, because I'm thinking Robbie Keane's playing just about every colour I can think of, actually.
Yeah.
Question 13. In what year were Wimbledon relegated from the Premier League? In what year were Wimbledon relegated from the Premier League? I'm looking at Alex, who's looking like, get me out of here, James.
I have no clue on this year.
Listen, you get the next one, Alex. It's true or false. So you can only be right or wrong, mate.
Is that all right? Great.
Question 14, true or false? Michael Essien played for Chelsea and one other Premier League club. Question 14, true or false? Michael Essien played for Chelsea and one other Premier League club.
So is that's true or false? I was trying to think of it.
True or false?
Yeah.
Is it true or am I bullshit?
No.
It's up to you.
No, I zoned out for the first part of the question. I was sat here trying to think who his other club was.
Right, question 14, true or false? Michael Essien played for Chelsea and one other club in the Premier League. Question 15. Which team ended Liverpool's 68-game unbeaten record at Anfield in the 2020-21 season? Which team ended Liverpool's 68-game unbeaten record at Anfield in the 2020-21 season? Question 16. Who scored a hat-trick for Blackburn during a 4-3 victory against Manchester United in 2006. Question 16. Who scored a hat-trick for Blackburn during a 4-3 victory against Manchester United in 2006?
Was that the first ever hat-trick against us, I think?
God, you want to thank Alex, mate. He really picked the one for you, mate.
I don't know if that's true. I think it might be.
Do you want to start again?
Yeah,
a different one.
Quiz four.
Can you repeat it one more time, Steve?
Yeah, no problem. Question 16. Who scored a hat-trick for Blackburn during a 4-3 victory against Manchester United in 2006? Question 17. It's probably not as many as you think. How many times have Norwich City been relegated from the Premier League? Question 17. How many times have Norwich City been relegated from the Premier League? Oh, someone's phone's going.
It might be the ice cream van outside mine.
Get a something. You get some. Get a flake. Question 18. It's a Champions League question. Who was the last player to score in a Champions League final and finish on the losing side? Question 18. Who was the last player to score in a Champions League final and finish on the losing side? Question 19. Who was the first Italian to score a Premier League hat-trick? Question 19. Who was the first Italian to score a Premier League hat-trick? And question 20. Which career teammate of James Milner was the only player to make more Premier League appearances than Milner himself in the 2010s? So it's the period 2010 to 2019. Which career teammate of James Milner was the only player to make more Premier League appearances than Milner himself in the 2010s, the period 2010 to 2019? How many blanks you all got, Alex?
No blanks. But
no blanks.
No blanks for some very questionable answers.
All right, Duncan.
I reckon I've got about three blanks where I've just winging it.
See, Alex has been silent, like making out he's in pain, and he's nailed the lot, hasn't he? Gary?
I've got no blanks, but yeah, there's a few where I've got guesses that are... I've got all another right. one that I might regret not putting down.
I'll repeat them all, which will give both yourselves and the listeners a chance to potentially catch up. Question one, from which club did Tottenham buy Heung-min Son? Two, who is the only player to win four or more Premier League titles whose triumphs came with more than one club? Question three, who was the first goalkeeper to score in the Premier League? Four, who are the only club to appear in the Premier League and win less than 10 matches? Five, who is West Ham United's record signing? Six, which team has had a player score five goals for them in a Premier League match and also had a player score five goals against them in a Premier League match? Seven, who scored Manchester City's goal when they beat Chelsea in January of this year? Eight, of the six Premier League clubs that Darren Bent scored for, with which did he score most? Question nine, who wore number seven prior to Cristiano Ronaldo's return to Manchester United? Question 10, which player scored an injury time equaliser and an injury time winner in the same fixture last season? 11, Steven Gerrard famously slipped to allow Demba Ba a run at goal in a 2014 game against Chelsea, but which player who was later sold to Crystal Palace passed him the ball? Question 12, with which club did Robbie Keane make his first Premier League appearance? Question 13, in what year were Wimbledon relegated from the Premier League? 14, true or false, Michael Essien played for Chelsea and one other club in the Premier League. Question 15, which team ended Liverpool's 68-game unbeaten record at Anfield in 2020-21? Question 16, who scored a hat-trick for Blackburn during a 4-3 victory against Manchester United in 2006? Question 17, how many times have Norwich been relegated from the Premier League? 18, who was the last player to score in a Champions League final and finish on the losing side? 19, who was the first Italian to score a Premier League hat-trick? Question 20, which career teammate of James Milner was the only player to make more Premier League appearances than Milner himself in the 2010s? Are we all happy, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, Vicky Pollard, yeah. So ordinarily, I obviously get Suj to guess the answer and then we'll do the answers. So I think we'll just go round and take it in turns. And we'll go from there. No one's going to cheat, are they? For fuck's sake, a bit fucking weird if you do, right? Alex, question one. Do you know who Tottenham bought Heung-min Son from?
Yes, I think I do. It's Bayer Leverkusen.
Are we not in agreement, Duncan and Gary?
Agree, yeah, that's what I've put.
Duncan looks like he hasn't got that.
I put Bayern Munich. I knew it was Germany. I didn't know where.
Correct answer is Bayer Leverkusen.
There's one.
We should have someone here keeping tally. Can one of the audio listeners do it and email me the scores at the end? Question two. We'll go to you, Duncan. Who's the only player to win four or more Premier League titles whose triumphs came with more than one club?
Fortunately, this is one of the ones I haven't got an answer for. Just
Gary, got an answer?
Well, yeah, it's half a guess. I've gone for Ashley Cole, Chelsea and Arsenal, but I don't know if he got to four.
Alex, got an answer?
I've got Ashley Cole as well.
But I reckon it might be Milner.
It's not either of them.
I've got Milner crossed out than Ashley Cole.
Yeah. Correct answer is Riyad Mahrez.
Oh, course. Oh, Leicester.
Oh, mate, that noise. I promise you, for the guys listening, no one's watching porn at the moment. I honestly, absolutely promise you.
Well, speak for yourself, James, but...
Oh, dear.
Question three. You can have Gary. Who was the first keeper to score in the Prem?
Yeah, I've gone for Brad Friedel, but I don't know if he was the second.
Alex, are you going for?
I've gone for Tim Howard.
Duncan?
I went for Schmeichel. It's just a guess. I haven't got a clue.
I think it might be Schmeichel was early on, wasn't he?
It is. Peter Schmeichel's the right answer. Yeah.
Get him. I'll take that.
Tim Howard even scored a goal.
Yeah, I think Tim Howard's one of the six.
Tim Howard was wind assisted against Bolton. It was the opening goal of the game and they went on to lose. Question four. Who are the only club to appear in Premier League and win less than 10 matches? Have you got an answer, Alex?
I went with Derby.
Derby. Duncan, who you got?
Yeah, Derby. I went with Derby.
He's nodding at Derby. Gary's looking at his sheet going, I think they've misunderstood the question.
Well, either they have or I have. I've gone for Swindon Town.
Yeah, correct answer is Swindon Town, mate. Yeah. Swindon Town only won 5 Premier League games in their one season. Derby, I don't know how many what they won, but it's probably in the 60s or 70s, I should imagine. Well,
yeah, my other thought was Barnsley, but...
Exactly 10, Gary.
Oh, right, okay.
They won 10, I think they won 10, drew 5, I think, and lost the rest. Question 5. West Ham's record signing. Duncan, what did you have for that?
I might be totally wrong, but I went with Arnautovic.
Okay. Gary, what you got?
I've gone for Anderson, but I've got another one crossed out.
Is that
Anderson?
Your answer?
Anderson's my answer. Anderson's my answer.
And Alex?
I've got Halle.
Who I've got crossed out.
Correct answer is Sebastian Halle.
Fucking hell.
Nice one, Alex.
Oh, dear.
Secret assassin down there, mate.
Yeah.
Question 6. Which team has had a player score 5 goals for them in the Premier League game and also had a player score 5 goals against them? Gary, the correct answer is...
Newcastle United.
Is that what you've got, lads?
No.
No. No, they're both being honest. What did you go for, guys?
Spurs. What
did you go for, Alex?
Tottenham.
Fair. No, to be honest, fair shout. Like, obviously, Defoe got five for us, didn't he?
Yeah,
what you got, Duncan?
I went Villa. I don't know why. I think it's because of that hammering that they got. Well, when they hammered Liverpool, was it 7-3 or something?
7-2. He must score a hat trick in that. Grealish got a couple, didn't he? Oh, Watkins got a hat trick.
Watkins got a hat trick, didn't he?
Yeah. Definitely didn't get 5, though. No, Gary's got it right. It's Newcastle. Alan Shearer scored 5 in an 8-0 win against Sheffield Wednesday. And of course, Sergio Aguero scored 5 for Manchester City in a 5-1 win against Newcastle.
6-1.
Oh, was it 6-1?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks, Gary. That's getting you fucking sacked for correcting me.
Right, see you later. I'm going.
No, you are quite correct. I'm right to say Aguero scored the first 5, though, I think. I want to say maybe.
I think De Bruyne had one wedged in the middle, so I don't know. We'll have to have a look. Get him City fan on.
De Bruyne scored that volley. That
question 7, talk of the devil. Alex, who scored for Man City against Chelsea in January?
Kevin De Bruyne.
You got the same guys, Duncan, Gary?
Yeah, I've got De Bruyne.
Duncan shaking his head. Who you got, mate?
I went for Laporte. I don't know why.
Laporte?
I don't know why.
No, I don't know why. Kevin De Bruyne is the correct answer. 1-0 win. I think we all thought the title was done at that stage, and fair credit to Liverpool for doing the Tottenham thing and putting the pressure on. Question 8. Duncan, who did you go for the team that Darren Bent had scored for most?
I'm totally out of my depth. This is proper shot in the dark. I don't even know if he plays for them or not. I've gone with Spurs.
I can tell you that he did play for us. I can also tell you that it wasn't very fucking good for us.
So it's not them.
Sandra. Gary, I didn't say it's not Tottenham, by the way. Gary, who did you go for?
I've gone for Sunderland.
And Alex?
Sunderland as well.
Two of you are correct. Sunderland is the correct answer. It was by about a goal. I think over Villa. Like, it was ridiculously close. Question nine. It's on you again, Gary. United won. I know you know the answer to this. Who wore seven prior to Ronaldo? Oh, he's shaking his head now.
I think I know it. Yeah, I think it's can't work, 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 Cavani.
Can't work, won't work. He's not a Manchester United player anymore, is he?
We haven't been for a year, has he?
I can think of him scoring against my team last year, in fairness. Alex, who did you go for?
Cavani.
Cavani. And Duncan?
I went with Martial. It was a guess. I didn't know.
Oh, no. You're letting him jump ahead here, mate. It is Cavani, yeah. Cavani. I think he wanted to move to 21 or something anyway, I think, was his Uruguay number. But Cavani is the correct answer. Alex, which player scored an injury time equaliser and injury time winner same game last season?
I'm not sure on this one. I've gone with Kane.
Stunned silence from James. Duncan?
Absolutely no idea.
More stunned silence from James.
I went like
James,
a
James will be fuming at this.
I'm proper raging, mate, yeah.
I think it's Bergwijn, isn't it, against Leicester?
What do you mean you think it's Bergwijn? Of course it's fucking Bergwijn.
Well, I knew the winner was stoppage time, but I didn't know if it was like 89 and 90 or something like that.
Yeah, it was 95 and 97. Stephen Bergwijn away to Leicester in January. Anytime I can get that fixture in now going forwards, I probably will, to be honest. Question 11, this is tough. Who was it that passed the ball to Steven Gerrard before he slipped against Chelsea? This one's on you, Duncan. Have you got an answer for that?
I haven't for this one. I can even see the pass, though. It's such an iconic moment.
We all must have seen it 500 times.
I can picture it.
Gary?
Because of the Palace thing, I've gone for Sako. Was that his name?
Okay. And Alex?
I've gone with Klein.
Ah, great shot.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute, Klein. I want to say I don't think he was with Liverpool then. Might have been. John Flanagan was covering at left back at that time, if I remember correctly. But yeah, Gary's got it. I'll let you have that. Mamadou Sakho. Palace then bought for quite a sizable fee, actually, from Liverpool.
Was he at PSG at one point as well? Or am I thinking someone else?
Oh, God. I'm not sure. But I want to say you might be right. That's where Liverpool bought him from, potentially. Question 12. Gary, what have you got for Robbie Keane's first Premier League appearance?
Well, I've gone for Coventry because I don't think he played for Wolves in the Premier League, but I am that sure.
Alex?
I've gone for Coventry.
And Duncan?
I haven't got a clue on this one. No idea.
You're fucking honest, didn't you? I'd have just sat there and went Coventry, I think, to be honest. Correct answer is Coventry. Yes, he did not play for Wolves in the Premier League. And Coventry were very much an established Premier League team at the time that he went there.
Was that after his plan or before? I can't remember which way around.
Go on, Gary. Sorry, what did you say?
So I was just saying, was he at Inter Milan after that or before that? I can't remember which way around.
He went Coventry to Inter and then to Leeds. What was you going to say, Alex?
The only reason I knew that was because you've mentioned it on the pod before.
Oh.
Do you know what, mate? There's a lot of things I've mentioned on the pod before. Most of them. I can't remember. By the way, Planet FPL 1000 is coming soon. We've quite noticed just over the last couple of days. And no, that doesn't include the Patreon pods. Question 13. We'll come to yourself again, Alex. What year were Wimbledon relegated?
Not a bloody clue. I've gone for 1987.
1987. Duncan?
I've gone 1994. It's around then-ish.
Well, so far, I feel like Gary's going to be closest.
Yeah, well, it's definitely the Premier League era. I've gone for 2000.
Give yourself a fucking pat on the back, mate. That's spot on. 2000s, yeah. Obviously, 88 FA Cup winners. 92 was Premier League started, 2000s. And to be honest, it was the first time they were really close to going down and just dived really badly. 2000 is the correct answer. Question 14. Come to yourself, Duncan, on the true or false. Michael Essien. Just Chelsea, or was there someone else?
I've just put true, just Chelsea, but I bet he's gone somewhere else. So true.
So the question was, Michael Essien played for Chelsea and one other club in the Premier League. Are you true or false? Because I feel like you contradicted yourself with your answer.
I scrubbed out false, I put true.
He's gone true. Gary?
I've gone false because I think he only played for Chelsea. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I can't think of another clue he played for, so I've gone false.
I've gone false as well because I think he went straight to Madrid.
Yeah, he's not played for anyone else. It's fucking horseshit. He's only played for Chelsea in the Premier League. So correct answer is false. Question 15. On you, Gary. Which team ended Liverpool's 68-game unbeaten record at Anfield in 2021?
I think it's Burnley when Dyche and Klopp had a scrap.
Alex?
Yeah, it was Burnley.
Oh, he's just nailed 100%. Oh. Oh, it was Burnley. Duncan?
Yeah, Burnley.
Yeah, I can tell you the correct answer was Fulham. No, I'm joking. No, it's Burnley. Yeah. It is Burnley, full house, lads. Just because you were so fucking confident.
Yeah.
It is Burnley. Yes, it was the scrap. Ashley Barnes late penalty. Question 16. Who scored a hat-trick for Blackburn during a 4-3 victory against Manchester United in 2006? Alex?
I was struggling to even think of Blackburn players around that era, but I went with Rocky Santa Cruz.
Rocky Santa Cruz, era-wise, is a very good guess, mate. Duncan?
No, I don't know this one.
I fear Gary does. He's going to tell us the answer, I think.
David Bentley.
Correct answer is David Bentley, yeah. Am I right in saying the only Englishman still to score a Premier League hat-trick against United? Is that correct?
Quite.
That should have maybe been the question.
Yeah, maybe.
But I felt
yeah.
that would have been harder.
Yeah.
I think there's only about three players have done it, I think, Gary.
Yeah,
Dirk Salah now.
Dirk Kuyt got one. Etu,
yeah. Etu, Salah, Kuyt. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think Austin said had one, but then I think they took one of them off him late, in the early days.
In the 6-3.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think there's many more.
Someone will tell us. There you go. You got your own trivia moment. Question 17. How many times have Norwich been relegated from the Premier League? Duncan?
3.
Gary?
I've gone 5.
And Alex?
I've gone 3 as well.
It's 6.
Fucking hellfire. 6.
Yeah, it's now a record. Question 18. Who was the last player to score in a Champions League final and finish on the losing side? If you've got the wrong answer here and someone says the right one, it's probably going to make you make those orgasmic noises again. Gary, off you go.
I've gone Sadio Mane.
Sadio Mane. Alex?
I've screwed this one up. I've gone Mandzukic.
And Zukic. Oh, and Duncan?
Show. I'm not sure on this one.
Gary, you don't need to shit yourself. You were right, mate. It is Sadio Mane. Yeah, Mandzukic.
Was the year before, was it?
Juventus against Madrid was before, yeah.
Yeah.
That was that great overhead kick, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
What a goal, yeah. Question 19. Who was the first Italian to score a Premier League hat-trick? Alex, we'll come to you.
Gonzola, but no confidence.
Good shout. Duncan?
Sure. Not sure.
Gary?
I just went with Ravanelli because I know he definitely got one.
It is, yeah, the famous opening day fixture, 1996, Middlesbrough 3, Liverpool 3, Ravanelli hat-trick. Ravanelli is the correct answer.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
And question 20, this is tough, obviously. Which career teammate of James Milner was the only player to make more Premier League appearances than Milner in the 2010s? Duncan, I come to you first.
The only player I think it's got to be Gareth Barry, hasn't it? It's got to be.
Surely.
It's the only one I think I actually know. Well, probably wrong.
Gary?
Yeah, I've gone Gareth Barry as well. I can't think
and
of
Alex?
Could be.
Yeah, full house Gareth Barry.
Well, I can tell you, and no jokes, it's a full house of incorrect answer.
Oh.
Is it David James?
It's in the 2010s.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's not Gareth Barry.
Right, hang on. Should we all have? Can we have a reading?
Yeah, go on. Have a think about it. While you're totaling your scores, which would be handy at this point, Have a think about it, and I'll tell you that obviously hope you enjoyed the main podcast, which at the time of this recording I haven't recorded yet, with Jamie Piggott, the official FPL winner, as the first episode of our Champions Week. Go on then, guys. Any guesses? Someone's going to be screaming at the audio. He's still a teammate now.
Still a teammate now?
Yeah. Oh. Might even be his captain.
Henderson, isn't it?
It is. Jordan Henderson. Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jordan Henderson, the most Premier League games in the 2010 to 20.
Yeah.
I would never have got that. Never.
When did Liverpool... Was it...
It was at Sunderland before Liverpool, wasn't it?
Bloody hellfire.
Yeah. Well, that's a mad one, isn't it?
That's hard, that is mad, yeah.
Bet you're glad I didn't just ask who was the most.
When you said it, I wrote Gareth Barry down and didn't even think any more of it. I just wrote Gareth Barry and cracked on.
No, I think, to be honest, he'd have finished. When did he finish up?
A bit earlier than
when
that.
Did West Brom go down with him? But I think, to be honest, when you look through it, I think Henderson played like nearly every game through the decade for Sunderland and Liverpool. Well, when he joined Liverpool as well, they were pretty average, weren't they? So he didn't have a problem getting in the team and stuff.
Yeah, that's
He's not a player who regularly picks up injuries and stuff. He's had a few more recently, but yeah, Jordan Henderson, correct answer.
Wow.
Right. How many, Gary, I think you've won it, but go on, tell us how many you've got.
I've got me down for 15.
Bloody hell, hellfire. Alex?
I've got 8, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, no, fair game, mate. And Duncan?
I've got 2, which I did say I wanted the wooden spoon. And what was the prize?
You got the spoon, mate. No doubt
Thank you.
I'm going to make Serge listen to it. I reckon he will, actually, because he's in Wales. Serge? Let us know on the trivia and Slack how many you got. I bet you ain't got 2, mate.
I reckon he has.
I reckon he hasn't. So Gary is our first winner. When are you available for? Don't tell me now. We'll talk about it.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
but tomorrow's semi-final. I can't remember who's in it. I need to look at my schedule. But to say again, thank you very much to Alex, Duncan and Gary. Thank you for giving up your time. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Second semi-final tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Cue music, please, man. Show.
The Fantasy Football Show.